Leon, that Kadikimol Amidalev.
We're in the middle of the Toshis, and my aim is have a chazokim. Berivom for it. So far we had Rashi Shita, we had the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Berivom meforish. Now the Ribom says as follows. Sheruven mochar sodo leshimen. Bekone mimenu kinyin gomel. He was koina kinyin gomel. Atchaloi herzig bo oisoi sode. Nachazoke oisoi, atchaloi herzig bo oisoi chazoke. Shetehei gilui das shaloi yachzer. Now, we're not speaking about Kenyan Chazoke, which we have in Baba Basra and Kedushin, the Kaken Niknis Bekesu Shtar Chazoke, but this is a different type of a Chazoke. This is a Chazoke that is Megala to us, Datoi, that he is satisfied with what he had purchased. I will see in a minute. Actually, herzig bo oisei chazoke shetehigili da shaloi yachzer yochel arzer. Why? Tchihechi de tikna rabonon shei odom yochel arzer boi kozman shasukim bo oisei inyin. Just like the rabonon wa mesaken, that means like this. By Kinyan Chalipin, the halacha is that if a Kinyan Chalipin was made, so we would think that after the Kinyan is made, it's finished. Ein la'ache Kinyan klum. But Chazal made a takone that after they made a Kinyan Chalipin, kozman shasukim bo'isei inyan, he could be chayzer. Shemibnei sheladas kain hu kaina makne sheyachze kozman sheyirtze kozman sheasukim ba'iseyin. There is, that's an often a gemara. That by Kinyan Sudar, since nothing was really done in the gufak and then the guf tova hanikne, just made a Kinyan Sudar, so there is a mutual understanding of Shemitzata Konis Chachomim, Al Koponim, that Kozman the Sukim by Seinian, each one can be Choyza. Ochenami, Dati Lachzebe im Yeitzu Ole Asikim, Koidem Chazoke Begili Daite. That means, if Asikim will, there's Eurerim on the field, and the Eurerim create a big mum in the field. So there's a mutual understanding that if I wasn't Megala Das, I'm still interested in the field, I could be Chayza. Misha Herzigbor in Yochel Arzabay. And what is the chazok of Gili Das? Me'emes avye chazoke, perish, me'emes avye hehi chazoke, tamrin in goli daite shekiblo b'chol inyim, chidaye shamitzri leide mahitzriche. That means he walked around the boundaries to study what has to be done in this field. So that shows he's still interested in the field. So this is a whole new mahalach, and this is a mahalach that there is a field was purchased with a kinyan gomo, there's a takone, or a mutual understanding, that there is a schus chazore if yotza leyasikin. And that's how it seems from our taisvis. And, but that schus chazore lasts only till we see from him a gili das that he's still interested in the karke. And this Gili Das comes about when he walks around the boundaries to observe what has to be done for the field. Now, let us see, we skipped over Mishaherzigbo, and one more Toysus Ikadamri. Mishaherzigbo Eine Yochel Arzeboi. Tafilu Lamanda Omar Mishaherzigbo Imeid Chazoke. Now, this is Lochere. This is the Hemshech of the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam learned that speaking about that he had made a Kinyan Kesef, and Kesef is in Kaine, so if there's a Chazoke Grue, Ein Yochel Larzeboy. Afilu Lamanda Omar Becheskes Habatim Nimtse She'ine Shaloi Chayzerolot. If a karka was sold without a chayis, nimtze she'ene shaloi chayzer olof, al kaponim, and that Bizicha said is a mutual understanding that I want back my money. So what's that? Mishaherzik bo ein yochel achzabem. What will be if we'll find out it's a karka gzula? It would seem that ein yochel achzabem. So Taisa says no. Here we're talking about before Tirfah. If they were Tirfah and it became this Barra, that's a Karka Gzula, then that's another story. We're talking about in the interim in between that we don't know who's telling the truth and what, and that he says, Mishaherzik bo ein yochel achzabem. Ike da amri afilu ba'achayis. Now the second lashon holds that afilu ba'achayis. He says ach v'tilfoch v'ashalom loch. Lelish nekame ba'achayis loy. According to the first lashon. In Baksimil, let's learn this Tosfos according to the Rivom. Now, according to the Rivom, now let's understand. According to the Rivom, we have guidelines. A person is Koina Karke, and it's Yotzolei Asikim, is Oirim on the Karke, so he has a opportunity to be Choyzer. That means the Gili Das, when there was a Gili Das of that he wants the field, he still masks him to the field, then in Yochel Achzer. Now we have a Shaila, what's if the Karka was sold with Achayis? The karka was sold with achayis, so we have here two lashonos. The first lashon held that it was sold with achayis, yochel achzabei afilu mishehirzik bo. Now, we have to understand that this is difficult to understand. Why should I be able to be chayzer? That means you made a maisa kinyan, you heard about asikin, you showed you're still interested in it. So fine, so everything. So now, why should you be able to be chayzer? So Taisva says, the hoyel ubachay zovin, isla lameima, shem bedata liknais, elo nechosim mishupim mikol iro. That means that there's a loshna b'chazenish, even though it was Hirzik Boy, Kozman Shalay Nosan Ma'oisov Yochel Akim Ma'oisov. Now, the Chazenish learns Pshat and Taisvitz, and the Taisvitz Arush also says this, and this solves a lot of problems, but so it would be very geschmack to say that that's Pshat and not Taisvitz. Our Taisvitz is speaking about as follows. It's speaking about that he did not give money. Could be that's how the Rivom learned. He did not give money. He made a kinyan. Now, this Iro does not make a suffix be'etzim. So we say that Abal Koponim, there's a time limit that he could be Chayzer, if Yotza Le'asik him, till he was Megaladas. No, he was Megaladas, he's interested in the field. So why doesn't this Gili Das suffice, that he should not be mechuyif to pay the money? You didn't pay the money. You were kind of the field. You were megala das. You want the field. So now pay. So Taisva says, since he spoke out klo achayis, that shows he's a big doyig. He wants to make sure. So he can come and taine that Ein bedate liknais ela nechosim mishupim mikol iru. That so the Chazanish is the bachais v'lacher sheshimish kozman shlenosam moisav yochel la'akev moisav. So it could be lachzer means that I had told you. You see, from my actions, I wanted to make sure that there shouldn't be any problems in this mekach. So I'm holding my money till the dust settles. We'll find out what's going to come about. That is what the first lashon holds. So he's permitted to be ma'akev his money. That is pshat. Vava bisho yamarzalei libsoif she gozlok defrishis. Now, here the word shigozl is also unclear, but I think Taisa means to say, so what's your problem? What's your problem if it'll be taken away from you? I'll pay you out zachai, so why shouldn't you pay me now? No, forget, I'm holding the money because that is my right, as since I bought it b'chai, and it was a big doyik to make sure that I should be secure, so this is also a chelik of my right that I'm permitted to be taifis the money till the dust settles. Kedefrishis gabi shaloi b'achayis, just like I said before, shaloi b'achayis, the leilechele the leike bedine vedaine. That means he doesn't want to. They mean Shaloi Bachayis will also get back the money Taisus bought before Mandu Yomar. But I don't want to go to Din Teiru with you. So if I don't want to go to Din Teiru with you, so Memele, when it will be taken away, so the vial, even though I'm interested in the Karka, but I'm permitted to be Ma'akev the money. Till the dust will settle. This is Lachay Reb Shat in Taisvis. Zok the Mishneh, Mi shayo nosui sholish noshim umeis. A person was married to three women, and he died. Suboso shozu mone, shozu masayim, v'shozu sholish meis. And the three wives, it seems the ksuba was written on the same day by all three wives. And so this man, there's no Baal Chayv Mukdim, but the three wives, each one has, one is a bigger ksuba than the other. Ve'ein sham el amone. Now he left over amone. Is chilkim b'shavet. So you have three equal tovim. All of them mon this money. One is moning more also, but all of them are moning a money. And each one is entitled to their money. That you want Masayim, but that means I want a money. B'chlau Masayim money. You want your money and I want my money. All three want their money. So chilkim b'shavet. What does Rashi say? Shazu mon v'shazu Masayim v'shloshtem nechtem v'yemecha. Di betlosa yoymim Kedemis bishtar, kedemis begivui. Chilkeis bishove, shreikoyach shloshtan shove, bishibud mone, the bikulo ikamone. They're all equal, and the mone they're all equal. That's case number one. Case number two, Hoyu Shom Mosaim. There was 200 Zuz. Shalmone, now we'll see a Meiridike Chiddish. The Mishnah will not stim with the Chiddish which we're saying now. The Gemara makes a Kimtis to understand the numbers of the Mishnah. But let us just say over the Chiddish of what this Tana held. This Tana held that if you left over Mosayim, so the first money is Meshubid to all three wives, because he owes them all a money. The second money is only Meshubid to the second and third wife. The second money, this is already the Mosayim, the second money, that's only Meshubid to the women Ayom Mosayim. So, let us say what should theoretically have been, and we'll see the Mishnah doesn't say this, and the Gemara Sakash in the Mishnah. So theoretically, it should have been like this. That the first money should be divided up in thirds. So Mamele, each one will get 33 and a third, Suzim. The second money should be divided in halves. So the second and third will get 83 and a third, and the first one will get 33 and a third. That's what theoretically should have been. But the Tana says different numbers, which the Gemara is going to Mutschazich to understand these numbers. Hayisham Masayim, Shalmone Neiteles Chamishim. So the Shalmone takes 50. Now, by us, the Cheshbon is 33 and a third. Shal Mosayim v'shal Shalish Meyes Shloisha Shloisha Selzo, which means each one gets 3 Dinrei Zov. 1 Dinrei Zov is 25 Dinrei Kesef. So, b'kitzel, the second and third, each one gets 75 Zuzim, 75 Dinrei Kesef. And the first one gets 50. So in the second and third we understand very well. The first we don't understand. That means whatever is left over is 150 left over. So that's divided up equally between the second and the third. No, why the first gets 50 all of a sudden is problematic. Hayu Shom Shalosh Meyes. Now, let us figure out what we would say. So, to be Shalosh Meyes, it should come out like this. The third money belongs completely to the third one, who has a ksuba of Shalosh Meyes. So, the third money belongs in Ganson to the third one. The second money belongs to, we divide between the second and third. So, the third should get 150, and the second should get 50. And now the first we should divide up in thirds. So then it should be, so the third should get 183 and a third. The second should get 83 and a third. And the first should get 33 and a third. That's what should be. Again, the Cheshbon does not stim in our Mishnah. Hayisham Shalosh Meyes Shalmone Neitelus Chamishim. Again, we have this problem with the Chamishim, which is getting 16 and two thirds more. V'Shalmosayim Mone Shalmosayim gets a Mone, which we said it should be 83 and a third, and it gets a Mone. V'Shal Shalosh Meyes Shisha Shalzov. So that is 150. So it's 150, 150, and that adds up to 300. V'chein gimur sheitilu lekis pirsei ayisiru kach ein chilkim. If three people invested in a business, in a geshäft, so also we have to see the amount of money that was invested from each party, and we divide the losses and profits accordingly. Zogt Rashi, Shelzu Mone v'Shelzu Mosayim, U'Shloshtam Nechtemu B'Yom Echad, Dibet Losa Yomi, Akademis B'Shta Akademis B'Gibet, Chilkes B'Shove, Shekher Shloshn Shove, B'Shibet Mone, B'Kulu Ike Mone, Hoyu Sham Mosayim, Ein lebalas mone shibud, hoyu shom masayim. If there was masayim, ein lebalas mone shibud ela b'mon. So the balas mone chelki b'shove. They said already, yeah. Hoyu shom masayim, ein lebalas mone shibud ela b'mon rishim. The if there's masayim, so the balas mone can only be given from the first mone. So she has no shibud on the second money. They tell us chamishim, so really it should have been 33 in the third, bigmare porech halo. Shalosh shalzo, shloisha din reizov, b'chol din reizov, esr mechamisha din reikes, b'yoma bazov. So each din is Rishel Mosayim, Koyche Shove B'Mosayim, Lebala Sholosh Meis, and that they're equal. Shei Mosayim Mishubodim L'Shtore, so Memele. So therefore we should equally divide up the second money. Since we can get 75, they divide up the second 50, we'll see, and they divide up of the first money, and they divide up the 100 of the second one. Hoyu sham shalosh meis, money rishim, yishubid lakulam. Vasheni labalos mosayim labalos shalosh meis, vashlishi labalos shalosh meis labado. Shalmone neitelis hamishim bigmore porchalo. Again, this cheshbon doesn't stim. The first one should get 33 and a third. For shalmosayim mone bigmore meforchalo. It also doesn't stim. Why does the mosayim get a mone? Al pi cheshbon, it should be 83 and a third. Shishish zolzov, eimei v'chamishim zol. Sheitilo kis, mois liknais schoira lescha. Kachin chilken kalechabech anoitlu b'schar or behevsed lefi ba'ois of according to how much he invested. Zog the Gemara. Shalmone neiteles chamishim. Shalmone, in the second case, we left over Masayim Zuz, so the Shalmone takes chamishim. But the Gemara, why did the Shemona take Chamishim? Tlosin utloso betilso di islo. The Shemona should get 33 and a third. Omar Shmuel and Akimte. Bekaiseves balas mosayim lebalas mone. Din edvorim eili imoch b'mone. That means the balas mosayim went over, that means, went over to the balas mone and said as follows. You know, all three of us have a schus to be goyvim in this mone. I don't want to chep you. So from my schus gviye, from this mone, I don't want to be magereye your schus. No, that's very nice. So Mamela, so in the first month there's only two people dividing it, the first and the third. Let us see Rashi. So Trashi Tlosin Utlosa Betilso the Islo Da Hainu Shlisha Mone Shreinlo Chelik Bemone Shani. So Al Kapon she should only get 33 and a third. Dinudva Enli Imach Bemon Shetavoyi Ledin Loyoriv imoch b'mone hameshubadloch. I don't want to argue with you about this mone. B'loyismayit chelkecho bishvili. I don't want you to lose because of me. Hilkach hi ubale shloish meyes chelkei seisei. So therefore they tzeteo equally. So that's why she gets 50. Fine. Frag the Gemara. Kihochi Eima Seifas. Let us see the Seifas. Shalmo Sayim Bishol Sholosh Meis. Fine. Sholosh Shalzov. That each one gets 3 dinrei zov, which is 75 dinrei kesef. Taimelo Osalkis Napshach Minei. You are Mesalik yourself. That means, L'chayre, the Gemara means to ask as follows. The Gemara means to ask, so you are Mesalik yourself from the first money. So you Mesalik yourself from the first money, so for Kelt, so the first one got Chamishim, now get Chamishim. And the second will divide equally. So then I should get 150, you should get 50, and she'll get 50. So she can tell her, no, me didn't dvorim with the salki napshoi. Now we have to understand pshat and this teretz. Zok the Gemara. Taima lo balas shalish meis la balas masayim. At the Bala Shalosh Mesa Bala Smasayim Oslikis Navshach Mimena. You are Mesalik yourself. Ve'ein lecha lechalik ela b'monashen. You are Mesalik yourself. You said you're not going to, you had a schuz gviya from the first month. You didn't want to chep her. You are Mesalik yourself. So fine. So you'll have a schuz gviya in the second month. About the first month that I should get 50. Vidin udvorim slikes nafshoi. So she says, loy nasati chelki b'matone. I didn't give her my chelik. No. I mean, if I would give her my chelik, she'd say, no, so she took your chelik, so now what are you wanting for my chelik? Loy bish umashe govso, loy bishich bishlichusi govso. She was not goyve bishlichusi shetoy mali, that you could tie it to me, not lazu chelkecho. That then you could tie it to me. Why are you, because between you and me, what is happening? It says that what's happening as follows, that the balasmone gets 50, and now each one gets 75, because they divide the other 50 equally, and the other 100 equally. So each one gets 75. So she was signing the your masalik yourself in these 100. She says, no, loy nasati chelki b'matone. Umashe gov, so that what she took, loy bishli chusi gov, so not that she was goive, it's like she's taking my chelik for herself. She toy malidi katayn to me, natalta zu chelkecho. You took your chelik already, so what do you want from me? No, ani selakti atzmi milorib imo. I was just mesalik myself to argue with her. Umilamayit chelka b'mone, and to harm her, to take away from her chelik and the mone. V'gova yoda ligva ischatzim mone b'shibut shtore. So now it's gova yoda. Now exactly what this means, will I hope a little to explain. Ligva ischatzim mone b'shibut shtore. Achshav ani bo lach lekimoch benoiso, shloi silakti atzmi lo rivimoch, vishibuddi, vishibuddoch shovim. So now there's left over 50, and this 50 I want to take 25, and then the 100 I'll take 50. Now, before, let us see Toisvis, the omro lo midinu dvorem hu desliki. That's the Gemara's teretz. Lis loy ispare shaper time dormus. So Tosfos says it's not clear. Now dachsech mir pshat and Tosfos is it's very not clear. Why? Because let's analyze what happened over here. Really, the balas mosayim is entitled to 33 1/3. Now, let's say if there wouldn't be a Balas Masayim, so the Balas Mona would get 50, and the Balas Shloish Mesh will also get 50. Now, but since the Balas Masayim has a Schus Gvia also, so she takes away 16 2/3 from the Balas Mona. She takes away 16 2/3 from the Balas Shloish Meis, and Memela, so now everyone has 33 1/3. So the 33 1/3 that everyone has comes about because the second one took away from each one 16 2/3. That's how it works. Now, so L'chayre, if you would ask me, so now the L'chayre, it should have been as follows. The Balas Masayim, I don't want to be Megareya from the Balas Mone. So fine. So let the Balas Mone get 50. That's good. From the Balas Shloish Meyes, I want to be Megareya. Fine. So let's take away 16 2/3, not 25. It's a peledikizach. It's a peledikizach. That means that if the balas mone, if they all tell equally, so each one is entitled to 33 2/3. And now I'm ending up with 25. And because you want to do a teve to the balas mone, I'm ending up with 25. How did that come out? There's a very big chunkite over here. Somehow, how did this? And that's what Rashi is saying. I don't want to be my ma'it chelka b'mone v'gova yodo. So it's v'gova yodo that she gets 50. And then you end up by 25. How does that happen? I think that's pshat and Tosfos. Now let us see the Tosfos read. So first he says down the Lashon of Rashi, the three lines from the bottom on the first column. Va'af halpi she'chayle balas gimel meis loyme lebalas reish. Ad arsha ve'yisin etelas b'mone ha'echot losim b'tlosa b'tilsa. Till now it's taken 33 1/3. Umona hasheni nun, and from the second mona I got 50. Re tamnon utlosa betilsa. So I had till now 83 1/3. Vahashtale shekilna ela I a lion hay. Now I'm only taking 75. Umali la hafsid bisi lukach. Why should I lose? So you should lose, not me. He says, you are misalik yourself from her, so that's why I should lose. So you misalik yourself, so because of this siluk, she's getting more. So I should lose because of that. You should lose. But for lohochi, kach midas hadinaisenes, kivin the loy nistalko mikol hamone el milori v'mbalas kuf. That's all what she wanted. Hilkar shel kuf neitelas nun v'shel reish v'shel gimel meis chelkis b'neiem kuf nun. K'netus kolach v'cha gimel din reiso. What the Teretz is, I don't understand. That's an loy spare shaper time at doho milse. But it could be that is this problem of the Tosfos Rid encounters. This is what was bothering Tosfos. And somehow, this 50 is left over for your Shibud, have we told the Balas Shloish Meis. And I'm not mechuyev to be mevatar on that. We have to understand this. We have to understand the Imek Advar. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Hayusham Shloish Meis. What if there was left over 300? Shalmosayim. So now again, so if there's 300, so Lechaira, we said the Cheshbon should be as follows. The third one should get 183 in the third. The Mosayim should get 83 in the third. And the Mona should get 33 in the third. That's what should have been. Shalmosayim Mona. Now she gets a money. Like the Gemara. Shivim v'chamisha hu de islo. 1 second. Oh, so the Gemara said, so the Gemara understood that it's speaking about the previous case. That the Mosayim, that the Mosayim was Moichel, was Tzadin Advarim Ainli. So male in the previous case, so in the previous case, so she gets 25 from the first money and 50 from the second money. That's the first case. The Mosayim gets, that's what we had before in the Mishnah, that if she was Mevato, so she gets 75. So fine, so she should get 75. We know why the first one gets 50 and she should get 75. And the third one should get 175. All of a sudden she gets a money, and the third one gets 150. Hayisham shalish mei shal masayim money. Why does she get a money? Shivim v'chamishu d'islo. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel has another kimto over here that will take care of that problem. But here it's a different story, because seves balish shalish meis lebalas masayim lebalas money. Here we're talking about a different story. The Balish Leishmeya said to the first two Noshim, Dinadvom Ainli Mochem Bemone. Dinadvom Ainli, and the Mone, I don't want to chepa with you. Oh, so it's Gevaldik. So on the Mone, so the first Mone, the Balish Mone gets 50. The Balish Mosayim gets 50. The second one, so the Balas Masayim, the Balas Shloish Meis, each one gets 50 each, is a hundred, she gets 100. And then the third month, the Balas Shloish Meis gets completely, so that's 150, 150. That's the Cheshbon. Zogt Rashi, Ayin Heyu De Islo, Do Kivin Do Kimno Bekeisev Is Balas Masayim, that's the case. Ein lo lachlik mi'ato, elo b'meyo v'chamishim. Avo v'mone shlishi, ein lo klo. V'mone shlishi, ein lo klo. Yeah. Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel Seifer. Shmuel Sefer b'kaysevis balish shloish meis. Ubalas masam lekosvaku. No, the Sefer is talking about another case. The balas masam didn't write anything. Hilkach. Mone rishen chilkis balas masam balas mone. Each one gets 50. Mone sheni chilkis balas masayim balas shloish meis. Mone shlishi kulo labailish shloish meis. Zogt Taisvis, Kesevis Balish Shloishmeis, Lo Yoda Rebbe, Maika Mashmolo Masnissen. So what's the Chiddush? Okay, Shmuel just had the case and now the numbers stem, but what is the Mishnah telling us? This whole Lomdis, the Loilis Parish, Shapir, Time of the Milsa, that we know already, the Cheshbon. There is such a Cheshbon, whatever the Cheshbon is. So Mamela, so Rebbe now does not know, so tell me another case. I mean, if we know that we have guidelines how to, what happens when someone says Din and Dvarim, so they don't have to tell me 20 cases and with different amounts of money. It's, I mean, the guidelines stim. So Taisus blives by Akasha. רב יעקב מן הפוקד משמי דרבי נעמה, רישו בשתי תפיסאיס, וסייפו בשתי תפיסאיס. רישו בשתי תפיסאיס, דנופלו שיבן וחמישה בחד זמנם, ומאה ועשרים וחמישה בחד זמנם. סייפו בשתי תפיסאיס, דנופלו שיבן וחמישה בחד זמנם, ומאסיים ועשרים וחמישה בחד זמנם. Now, let us see Rashi. Rabbi Norma. Loitukmes bekeisebes. Don't say the Mishnah is speaking about the Sekimte, that the Balas Masayim, the Balas Shashmeis, is writing in the Dvorim. No. Elo bishtei tviseis. Shetovsu metaltalem luksubos. That means that were teifes metaltalem. Let us, for all practical purposes, say that, let's say, a third person was taifis for all three of them, metaltalim, like this, it's going according to Rab Talfin, that like this it would have been metaltli the yasmi, but tfisa helps. And let's say Bishas Misa, there was one loiva that owed money, and later, 4 months later, there was another loiva that became mechuyif to pay, was teichs money before, now he started to pay mechuyif to pay. So the more money came into the Yerushas, into the rechush of their husband. Ala b'shtei tvises, shetovsu metaltam luksubosam. Now what the Mishnah says, that there was Masayim, does not mean that they chapped at one time Masayim. Elo b'shtei pomim. This occurred in two steps. He says the Masayim that is were being yoirish from the Masayim were being yoirish from the that all three Noshim are being Goyva from the Messiah did not come in one shot. The Nofalem came in two stages. First, the Nofalem Ayin Hei Bechad Zimne. First, there was a Choyv of Ayin Hei, and there was Chapt for them. Ubo Lodin Aleim. So now we have a din teire on this ayin hay. You have all three nashim coming. Amrin elu chelkes b'shave shrei shibud shloshton almone. Because all three have the same shibud on the mone. So memele. So now we'll divide up the Ayin Hei, the 75, and Tetvich Halakim, each one will get 25. Umeya ve'esrim v'chamisha v'chad zimna. Now, so fine, that's good. So each one gets 25. Umeya ve'esrim v'chamisha v'chad zimna. Balas mone kvar govse chofei. The balas mone was goive chofei already. Ubos l'riv al Ayin Hei. That means like this. We had in our Gemara that we'll see the Rebbe is chaylik on this whole din what it says in our Mishnah, but in our Mishnah Bemison says Amor de Kechidish. Let us go. It says Achidish that if a husband left over two monies and you have these three Noshim, the Balas Mone our shibud is only on the first money. It's not on the second money, which is very difficult to understand why it is that way, but that's what the Tanakham held. Our shibud is only on the first money. So if they're fools, two monies, your shibud is only on the first money. But let's say there were two nefilas. That means there was two tfises, so there was two nefilas. The first nefila was 75. So on this nefila of 75, we'll divide equally. The second nefila was nefila of 125, So now like this, this is a new nefila. Now the Baal Asmona says, on this nefila, still, they owe me $75. They owe you $175, they owe you $275. But that's Lamai. Now there's a nefila. So on the $75 of the second nefila, I want them on my $75. Yeah, you want them on your $75. The third one wants them on the $75. Fine. So we'll mon the $75, so divide it up. So memela, so each one will get another $25. So now the balas money got 50, and now we've got 50 so far. Now we have left over 50. Now we have left over 50. So memela, so that they'll divide equally. The balas mosayim and the balas shlosh meis. So Mamela, so they each one gets 75, the last two, and the first one gets 50. That is the cheshbon of the reish. Seife b'shtei tvisis, also two tvisis, u'masayim v'esrim v'chamisha b'chad zimne. So also the same thing. Ayin hei minayu, now, from the second nefila of 225, so 75, yad kulam shovim boy, these 75, all of us are wanting 75, so we'll divide it to 75. Ubalas mosayim shlegov se betvisa rishoyne ele esrim b'chemishe, bo leriv al shniye, al kuf ayin hei, and she only got 25, so she wants 175. She wants 175, the first one wants 75, and this one wants 275. Opalgi ayin hei ben shloshta. So the 75 is divided up between all three. V'nimtza biyad kol achas chamishim. Now we have here left over, so we have here from the, it was 225, so 75 was taken away, so now we have 150, we have 150 left over. Now, this 150, so, umeya bein balas mosayim, u balas shalish meis. Now, this, the 100, this is the mosayim, this is the second money. That means, in one big, just like we had before in the Mishnah, if there's one big nefila, so I only have a schus in, the first money, he owes me a money, so I can only be given from the money, whatever the svara could be. So over here, now this is one big nefila, so we have 75, now each of them ended up with 50. So the next $100 is negeya the balas mosayim, and the balas shalosh meis. Umeya, bein balas mosayim, a balas shalosh meis. So the meya will divide up between the balas mosayim and balas shalosh meis. V'chatzi meya shenishar, and the 50 that's left over, kulo lebalas shalosh meis. That will get the balas shalosh meis, because that's already money from the third money. Nimse shalmone neitelus chamishim, shalmosayim mone, shalsholish meis kufnun, shen shisha din reizov. That is pshat. Zog the Gemara weiter, Tanye zu mishnis rabinos. Our mishnis going according to rabinos.
רבי יוימה אין אני רואה דבורו של רבי נוסן באילו, אלא חילקס בשוב. Now, Rebbe says something which we can very, very well understand. Ein ani roye dvorov shel Rabbi Nosson Beilu, she'ein ze doime l'shloisha sheitilu l'kis. If three people invested in a venture, tahosom shvach moy sheishbichu ma'iseyim shokli. There, the cheshbon is that each one gets the amount of shvach that his money produced. So if there's two shutfim, from one put in 100, one put in 200, so memele, so the shutfim has two thirds of the revochim, and the person has one third of the revochim. So that makes sense. How much money I invested, that's the profits that I'm reaping. This is not these are profits what I'm deriving from my nechosim. No, here's a shibud. That means he was mishubit to all of them. V'chol nechosov achroim liksubosa. And that's what he's saying, the Shtak Subegrad. All the Nechosim are Meshubit. Whatever he is Meshubit for my Subeg. Hilkach. For example, that, Chmein, between you and me, that's for now, I can't think of a mush. Okay. B'chol nechosav achom l'ksubosa. Hilkach. Sholei shamonim, mishabodim lebalas mone, kishach avreisa. That means that from what he left over, so the mechuyev to, he has three wives, so all of them need money. Achetigva kol ksubosa. Lefikach chilkais b'shove. So the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi would seem that each one get $100. That means I'm entitled $100, you're entitled $100, so we'll divide $100, finished. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yoimer, Ein ani roye dvorov shel Rab Nosson Beilu, ela chilkes b'shove. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Kaimelen boho hilchese kerebi. We paskin like Rabbi. Now, v'hi efsha, now the Rabbeinu Chananu is chilek on that's what we said in Rash. We have Shalaham Dvorov, Bizman Sheyesham Sholish Meis Chilkis Bishove Balas Meye Meye Balas Masai Meye Balas Sholish Meis Meye. That can be Lefishem Midas Hadin Loikibazet, because that's wrong. There's different views. I mean, why should the Balas Meye receive 100% of her tviya, and why should the Baal HaSholesh Meis get a third of her tviya? Why? Where's the Yoisha? They're all equal. Fakel, that's your equality. Lamaisa, she's getting her complete tviya, and she's getting a third of her tviya. What's the Tzikas ending? Hilkach. Chilkin kol ezoven hameis b'shisha chalokim. So we divide it up into six chalokim. Aces, because there is a tviya of 600 zuz. There's a tviya of 600 zuz over here. The first one wants 100, the second one wants 200, the third one wants 300. Fine. So there's a tviya of 600 zuz. So we'll divide up the 300 zuz in shisha chalokim. So that means we'll divide it up in chalokim of 50. Shalmone neiteles chelik echad. Vishel mosayim shnei chalokim. Shal sholish meis gimul chalokim. So the mone will get 50. The mosayim will get 100. And the shosholish meis will get 150. How much we have? Wait 1 second. And this is in the first case, Aces, that there were, no, which case?
Like
the what?
It's just like in the Mishnah. Second case in the Mishnah.
The second case in the Mishnah, yeah. Yushamasayim, Shemonah tells Hamish, Yushamasayim, Shosh. No, this one gets 75. No. No, 1 second. Ella, So that means that so we divide it into six chalokim, whatever is left over, we divide it into six chalokim. So let's say in the case we left over 300, so we left over, so there are six chalokim, there are six tviyas of the six tviyas. We left over 300. So lachere the balas. So he divided the 300 to six chalokim. So the balas money gets 50. The balas, which is half of her tviya, the balas mosayim will get 100, which is a half of her tviya. And the Balas Shalosh Meis will get 150, which is a half of his tviyah. That's Yesha. So Memele, Kolachas neitels lefi meisa, ad shetis tifra kolachas ksubos. Kizeh din tzedek. This is Yesha, that each one is getting a equal amount of their tviyah. וזה שאומר רבי אין אני רואה דבורוב באלו, that what רבי said, now רבי said, זו דברי רב נוסן, רבי אם אין אני רואה דבורוב של רב נוסן באלו, אלו חלקס בשווה, אין אני רואה דבורוב באלו, בבובה דרשי, בבובה דמציע. That means, in the first בובה, if you left over a money, he left over a money, so right, we have to divide up the money in shisha chalokim. So he's chalik in the first one. In the second case, he left over mosayim. In the second case, when he left over mosayim, so also we'll divide it up. Each one will get an equal amount. We'll divide it in six chalokim. I will be safer. This not how you shall sholish meish shamona netelos chamishim. We shall mosayim mone. We shall sholish meish shishi sholzo. Oh, it's lechalak rabbi. Here is no machlekes. Al bein betvisachas bein b'shtei tvisis kachuadim. Kol achas lefi moiseho. Each one gets according to the amount that they owe her. So that each one is paid up equally. וסו אשכחן, משנה שלמה, בפרק שר שנוגח דלדוי. רב שמעון אומר, שר שוב המוסיים, שנוגח שר שוב המוסיים, ואין הנבלה יופי כלום. ואין הנבלה יופי כלום, זה נויטל מונה, וזה מונה. זה נויטל מונה וזה מונה. חוזר ונוגח, וכרת יהוד, זאת מסתום יוחלט השער, that they become שוטבים in the שער המאזי, so each one possesses a money from the שער. חוזר ונוגח שער אחר שוב המסיים, האחרין נויטל מונה, now he becomes a equal, he gets a chatzi, the tampes chatzi nesek, he gets half of the share. Ha'achrein neutel mone, b'shalofono, zen neutel chamishim zuz, v'zen neutel chamishim zuz. Chozar v'nogach, shoyer ache shavu mosayim, ha'achrein neutel mone, shalofono chamishim zuz, v'shnayim rishoynim dinozov. וקים נקרא בקיבה, דומה שוטפינין, וקיים אלון כבוסי. וחלוק הזו, כל אחד לפי מואסוף. לפי כך עמדתי, דברי רבי, כל מונה ומונה בשווה. But that what he said בשווה, don't take it literally. פקט, כל מונה ומונה בשווה, that means, פקט, you go according to... Each one is, gets the same percentage of their tviya. Shizu yachaluk lefiya moiskech leitikshe ilchese ahilchese. He says, we paskin, like over there also. V'kaimelon kevose. So you see over here is also the same thing. That means that the one who has a bigger tviya, the third nizik has a tviya to have the share, so he gets a money. And each one is, each one loses accordingly. So he gets 50-50, 25-25. Besuga sinim b'yesh noichlem. Tanya Rebbe Oimer ani, abcher noitel pishnayim b'shvach sheshbichu nechosam lachemises aviyah. Yosho shtarchoi v'cher noitel pishnayim. Now, l'chayre, Rebbe said that the shvach, which the father did not possess, but the shvach, shvoche de memele, that comes out of the Yerusha, so just like in the Yerusha, the b'cher has pishnayim in the Yerusha, so he had a bigger percentage of the Yerusha. So when they divide the Shvach, he gets a bigger percentage in the Shvach. The same thing, Yosho Shtarchoi. So the Shtarchoi is called like the Keren. And now they were gave the money for the Shtarchoi. So that's called the Shvach. That's like, that's the Peiris of the Shtar. B'cher Neitel Pishnayim. Hinei Rebbe Sova, Lefi Mo'isov. So you see, Klo, that Rebbe is saying that since in the Keren he has a bigger percentage, so in the Shvach, Ayetzim in a Keren, he gets a bigger percentage. And this is Rebbe. So you see, you go according to the percentage he possessed. B'veim tamid dvorov b'shove mamish. But if you'll say that Rebbe holds over here that you don't go according to the percentage, each one has a tviya, so you divide up equally. Even though one is getting inside more than the chiyuv. So kosher the Rebbe at the Rebbe. So b'zeh yishver Rebbe and Rebbe. Based there, Rebbe says you go that the Shvach is divided according to the percentage of what they own in the Karke. And here you say that you don't go to the according to the percentage, they divide up equally. So Mamela, that's a raya. V'yesh l'chalik. Now Tosfos says that Emerson's no raya whatsoever. D'loy domi lehidi yesh neich. The hosom lekeshum shibut. There is not a shibut. Elo kol echad yesh loy chelkoi bekalke. Each one has a chelik in the kalke. B'chor yesh loy pishnai. B'chor has a double percentage in the kalke. Let's say two brothers, so he has 2/3, he has 1/3. The kach. Neito kol masha chelkoi mashbia. So that's poshut. If my chelik in the kalke is 2/3 of the kalke, and you have 1/3 of the kalke, so memela, so I get 2/3 of the shvach, and you get 1/3 of the shvach. He says, you get whatever your chelik of the kalke was mashbich, whatever my chelik was mashbich. Yeah, avolochem, mishubodim liksube. Here there's something else. Here, so there is a psanaroy ashbach dikedin. Mashenkin over here, you have 300 zuz, which is mishubit for the ksubit. Shekol shloisha meis mishubodim leksubis balas mona, balas masanka, and balas shalosh meis. That means, was gate meron, that means I have a right to mon from the shalosh meis, to get my schus. You have a right to mon, and she has a right to mon, but so about koponim. So even though you're moaning more, but that's not megerei maischus shibut. Shekol nechos v'chol mekzubos et shilo kol hamonah shelo. That means I'm entitled to be goyva amonah from these nechosim. So memele, so you're also entitled. So all of us are entitled. That's why it's chilkin b'shavet.